Just got on the other side of 7:30, and you're on a Wednesday morning right here on Radio Life and Style. Welcome to your Wednesday, and welcome to the show. You got me, Mike, in the morning, taking you maybe to school if you're on the school run this morning, or maybe you haven't quite started that chapter of life yet, but you're looking at it. Well, let me tell you something. We are heading in an educational direction right now on this edition of the Wednesday morning show. And when it comes to exciting educational options on the KZN North Coast, there is a name that really needs to be right up at the top of your list. And that, of course, is Kuro. Kuro Salt Rock. And a brand that carries serious weight, brand recognition right throughout the country, in fact, internationally. And the local KZN North Coast offering, I believe, is fast approaching a 10-year birthday celebration, which is really exciting. We're going to be talking about that in a second. And I've got two very esteemed guests in the studio with me this morning, representing the Kuro Salt Rock family. And it's a big Radio Life and Style morning welcome to a man who's no stranger to our studio, Joe Erasmus, the head of the primary school at Kuro Salt Rock. Joe, welcome back to the studio. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm very well, thank you, Mike, and thanks for having us.
Great to have you back in the house. You're not alone. You've got backup in the form of Mandy Kutsia, who is the head of the foundation phase. And Mandy, welcome to you. How are you today?
Thank you so much. I'm very well. Thank you.
I'm really excited to get into the chat. In fact, it's going to be a kind of an interview with a bit of a difference this morning, I understand, because part of what I want to chat about and focus on is the fact that Kuro Salt Rock offers a really special learning environment, being a parallel medium school. Mandy, we're gonna head in that direction, I think, and kick off the conversation with you from the foundation phase before we move into a cool chat with Joe about what's hot and happening with the celebrations on the horizon and then the sports side of things. But perhaps just before we do, for those that are new in town and are still finding their feet and are wondering about Kuro Salt Rock and a little bit of history, Joe, in a nutshell, if you have to meet someone in an elevator and tell them quickly what Kuro Salt Rock is all about, could you give us a quick elevator pitch?
No, absolutely, and thanks for putting me on the spot there.
No pressure.
No, I think it's pretty unique in the fact that we are a parallel medium school. The uniqueness is that we offer English and Afrikaans from preschool, as a matter of fact, all the way through to grade 7.
Wow.
And once they're in high school, they can have the option then of doing the home language in whatever language it is, either Afrikaans or English, or isiZulu as well. So as a matter of fact, yeah.
It's that flexible, that variable, which is exciting, man. It gives you options. And Mandy, let's bring you into the conversation. And just kind of to illustrate the point here, I believe you are entirely bilingual. Heeltemal tweetalig.
Ek is, ja.
Fantastic. So if I ask you some English questions, can you give me some Afrikaans answers?
Definitely.
Ah, lovely. Okay. So let's look at nuts and bolts. How many Afrikaans classes and learners do you have at Kuro Salt Rock?
So, by Kuro het ons omtrent 110 leerders wat in die Afrikaanse stroom is. Dis van 3-jarige kinders en dan het ek my getalle tot graad 7, die 13-jariges.
Wow.
So ja, vir elke in elke graad is daar Afrikaanse klas en hulle word onderrig slegs in Afrikaans. So die juffrou of meneer praat net Afrikaans.
Brilliant, you see. And now, just to kind of recap a little bit of that information that Joe gave us, but now we're doing it in your mother tongue. CSR, or Kuro Salt Rock, this parallel medium school title that we put on it, how do you explain that in Afrikaans? What is that?
So, parallel medium beteken ons het aparte Afrikaans en Engelse klasse. So, as jy in die Afrikaanse klas is, dan kry jy al jou onderrig in Afrikaans, al die vakke is in Afrikaans. As jy in die Engelse klas is alles in Engels. Waar 'n dubbel medium skool beteken dat die Afrikaans en Engelse kinders is in dieselfde klas en die onderwyser moet dan in twee tale onderrig.
Wow.
Vir daardie kinders wat dit baie moeilik maak, want nie almal verstaan die tale ewe goed nie.
Ja.
So ons is baie, baie bevoorreg om aparte Afrikaanse klasse te hê. En ek kan miskien net noem dat ons grootste Afrikaanse klas het 16 kinders in.
Sure.
So ons is regtig baie sterk in ons Afrikaans, ons is baie trots op hulle. Ja.
Absolutely, and it's a really special achievement. And looking at mother tongue education, why do you think mother tongue education is so important?
So, het is definitief die beste route om te gaan. Ek is baie passievol oor moedertaal onderrig En daar was ontzettend baie navorsing daaroor gedoen en ek dink mense kan ure daaroor praat, maar ek sal net 'n paar punte uitlig dat vir sukses moet leerders deur middel van hulle moedertaal leer om met begrip te lees en net te skryf en net om meer selfvertroue te hê. Dit is net baie makliker want dit is jou hartstaal, dis die taal waarna jy groot geraak het. So indien ons kinders in 'n Engelse omgewing sit wanneer hulle baie jonk is, veral voorskool en dan grondslagfase, dan kry hulle die opdragte in Engels, maar hulle moet dit oorsit of omskakel na Afrikaans toe om sin te maak, om regtig te verstaan.
Ja.
En dan gaan hulle dit weer omskakel in Engels. So daar is 'n bietjie van 'n stadige reaksie met dit. So dis net baie makliker want hulle verstaan eenvoudig alles. So dis makliker om in jou taal, jou eie taal te leer. Vir sukses, vir akademiese sukses is dit baie beter. En dan dit dra by tot hulle kreatiwiteit en hulle entoesiasme en net dit help met hulle kognitiewe en intellektuele ontwikkeling. So dit is net die hele pakket. So ons vra ouers asseblief doen moedertaalonderrig vir al tot in die laerskool.
And you can at Kuro Salt Rock. You have the option here on the Dolphin Coast. And if this is making sense to you, like it's making sense to me, then you have to. I think it is as a parent, it's definitely on you to get in touch and to ask all the questions that you want, because once you start to really see it in action, I think that's also an important thing, to get on down to the school and to see the setup and to see how it's been working and how it's been going for a decade, just about, because we've got a celebration on the horizon. Joe, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what is on the cards for the 10-year celebrations in 2024.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. We're pretty excited about the prospects of going to our 10th year. We've got a number of very exciting events that are going to be taking place. I'm going to probably highlight two of the sporting events. The one is the Midmar Mile. We're in the process of trying to build up a squad of 50 people to participate at the Midmar Mile. At this stage, we're 32 registered swimmers, being the learners, plus the teachers and parents as well.
You'll hit that 50 mark, I can see.
Yeah, no, we're going to get there. We're certainly going to get there. And we're quite excited about that as part of our 10th year celebration. And then a lot of Derby Days are in the process of being organized as well, looking at the other Kira schools in KZN.
Yeah.
And building up a nice relationship between the inter-schools.
And as the head of the primary school, you must be very proud. I've heard some fantastic results about how mighty your primary school sports teams are.
Absolutely, and here's where it makes us pretty unique, is we've got the English and the Afrikaans. particularly when it comes to rugby.
Yeah.
Those Afrikaans boys are unbelievable, and no fear, and set good role models for the English guys.
There you go.
And so there's a good combination across the board. And I think this year in particular, we've had a great success in both A, B, and C teams. So the sport is certainly improving, and we've got a wonderful sports department, and it's going to improve as we go on as well. And that's something that we're looking forward to. And if I can maybe just point out another highlight,
is
something that we going to be doing probably around October time is a street mile, which is something that I believe can create quite a wonderful opportunity for other schools as well. It's going to be inter schools, and so we'll be inviting the other schools as well on a street mile in the various age groups, going all the way down from under 10 all the way through to under 18.
Awesome.
And that is really something that we are looking forward to as well. But besides that, a lot of Derby Days, and not taking away from the cultural side as well. You know, we tend to always talk about sport, but on a cultural activity as well, I know the high school are putting up a wonderful, wonderful play for next year, Rock of Ages.
Oh, really?
And it's something that we're all looking forward to as a whole school. And looking forward to participating across the board as well.
You see, so as you say, the full package, the hele pakket, it's there. And if you are keen to find out more, keen to pay a visit to the campus, I would seriously suggest, if you're at your desk right now, if you've got your phone in your pocket, the website, curro.co.za, that's curro.co.za, and the links for all the Curro Salt Rock contact information at your fingertips there. Otherwise, pop an email to info.saltrock@curro.co.za, and well, you can't miss them in Salt Rock. One new Salt Rock Road, Salt Rock is the location, and some seriously exciting stuff with this 10-year milestone about to be ticked off next year. But right now, as we wrap up a school year and get ready for the new one, I think it's a great time to be popping in, to be asking all those questions, and there are still opportunities to get registered and enrolled for the new year. Mandy, from your side, as the head of the foundation phase, are you excited for what's on the cards for 2024 and for the new school year ahead?
Ja, ek is baie beslis opgewonde. Ons nooi die almal uit om te kom kyk na ons pragtige skool met ons pragtige see-uitsig. En daar was definitief baie dinge om na uit te sien, ja.
Fantasties. Joe, any last words from you as the head of primary?
Yeah, maybe just a quick shout out to all our teachers. You know, it's that time of the year now where they're under a lot of pressure and obviously marks driven. We want to give a shout out to all our teachers in both the preschool, the primary school and the high school with regard to the end of the year activities, yeah, that they are busy involved at the moment. Yeah.
English and Afrikaans.
You know, English and Afrikaans, yeah.
That's it. Fantastic. If you didn't know, now you do. Curro Salt Rock, and a really innovative parallel medium school right here on the Dolphin Coast, ready to tackle the next 10 years of academic, cultural and sporting excellence. And seriously, an option that you need to be looking at if you are considering schools for the new year, or if you're considering a change based on where you currently are. My special guests in the studio with me, Joe Erasmus, head of primary school, and Mandy Kutsia, head of the foundation phase. Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time. I know this is a hectic time of year for schools, so I really appreciate you coming in for a chat on a Wednesday, and looking forward to touching base again as we get closer to those birthday celebrations. What do you say?
Thank you, Mike. No, much appreciated. Thank
Baie
you.
Dankie, ja.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Business. Bringing you back to the music. Here's DJ Snake. Turn it up. It's Radio Life and Style.